while Connecticut and parts of upstate New York get ready to reopen, Long Island protests. Protesters in Commack waved flags and signs in hopes of getting passing cars to honk their horns in support of reopening Long Island. They praised President Donald Trump. They called Governor Andrew Cuomo a dictator. They berated reporters. About half of them wore masks. This is C19, WSHU's daily news update on the coronavirus in the Connecticut and New York region. Today, we have lots of news about reopening, an update on antibody tests, and pediatric inflammatory syndrome. I'm Charles Lane. State officials say that they are investigating 110 cases of the potentially life-threatening pediatric inflammatory syndrome. Although the numbers here don't quite add up because New York City alone is reporting 100 cases. Still, officials are expressing supreme concern. They say three children between the ages of 5 and 18 have died. And they call it mysterious, with wide-ranging symptoms that are hard to detect, but still lead to life-threatening inflammation in critical organs, including the heart. On antibodies, Governor Andrew Cuomo says test results show that taking precautions like masks, gloves, and hand sanitizer, it helps slow the spread of the virus.
The antibodies testing shows that the general population of the New York City area has a positive rate of about 20%. Downstate transit workers have gotten sick a little bit less at 14%. The over 3,000 prison guards in the state have a 7.5% positive rate, and police troopers have just 3%. Cuomo says that's proof that the PPE provided to them is working, and that's important as the state prepares to reopen regions to business. Overall, state essential workers in New York continue to test positive for coronavirus antibodies at a lower rate than the general population. That means it's not the workers who go out and wear protection every day who are getting sick. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.
Coming up, reopening. Lots of details about reopening. But first, these headlines. The Bridgeport Diocese will resume Catholic Mass next week. Services will be held outdoors to accommodate for social distancing. The diocese has given worshipers two options. A group of up to 50 can gather and attend in a seated Mass outside, or worshipers can remain in their cars in the church parking lot. Everyone will be required to wear a face mask. The diocese is still preparing guidelines for the distribution of communion. Musician John Bon Jovi will fund the creation of a new food bank in East Hampton, Long Island. The JBJ Soul Food Kitchen Food Bank will provide food to pantries on eastern Long Island struggling amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The facility plans to provide food to 5,000 people per month. A judge has thrown out the latest lawsuits that oppose the billion-dollar redevelopment project to build an arena for the New York Islanders hockey team. The Village of Floral Park and local civic groups had sued last year to stop the construction. They say the state's bidding process and environmental review were flawed. Besides the new arena, the redevelopment project includes a 250-room hotel and 350,000 square feet of retail space. Plans to appeal the decision are unknown. It's still unclear when Long Island will be able to reopen, but parts of upstate New York are doing so now. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that central New York can now join the areas that are starting the first phase of a reopening. As Karen DeWitt reports, there are four phases altogether.
The city of Syracuse and surrounding areas, along with New York's North Country, Southern Tier, Mohawk Valley, and Rochester Finger Lakes area, will begin phase one of economic reopening. Construction and manufacturing firms will be allowed to restart, as well as all retail stores, but only for curbside or in-store pickup of merchandise. The businesses must work out a plan to keep their workers safe through adequate personal protective gear and cleaning and social distancing, and they'll have to submit it to regional board set up a few days ago for review. Cuomo says while the news is welcome to people living in those areas, he says they should be sensible about it.
People are going to say hallelujah, run out of their house. They're going to want to get out. They're going to want to do things. Phased reopening does not mean the problem has gone away.
All of downstate, New York City and its suburbs, Long Island, and the Albany and Buffalo regions will remain shut down for now because either the rate of infection is not declining or there aren't enough extra hospital beds. There are some limited businesses reopening statewide. They include landscapers and gardening services, low-risk outdoor activities, including tennis, and drive-in movie theaters. The regions that are allowed to open will be monitored each day to make sure the rate of new infections or hospitalization rates don't spike again. If that happens, those businesses allowed to open might have to shut down again. The governor's chief of staff, Melissa DeRosa, says it's hoped that if the phased-in reopening is done carefully, the regions won't have to take any backward steps.
You need to be able to test to find out whether or not those people are sick. You then need to be able to isolate them. You need to be able to contact trace to find out who else they interacted with, or else we go back to square one, and I think we can all agree no one wants to live through this again.
If phase one is successful, phase two could begin in a couple of weeks. That step includes the full reopening of shopping malls and retail stores, along with professional and administrative services, as well as realtors and rental leasing agencies. Phase three would allow restaurants to reopen. And finally, in phase four, arts and entertainment like sporting events and concerts could be held, and schools would be allowed to open. There are still some details to be worked out, though. Cuomo says he and his aides have not yet determined when some personal services can reopen, including hairstylists and barbers.
I just don't know where a hairstylist falls. So I'm going to gracefully and artfully look to dodge your question on hairstylists until I can go back and get informed. And then I will have someone give you the answer.
Houses of worship also are not specifically mentioned in any of the reopening phases, but the governor says they would fall under the category of large gatherings, which still need to be avoided. While there are rules about businesses, Cuomo was asked about personal behavior and whether people should continue to avoid visiting elderly relatives as a means to keep them safe. The governor says that's up to the individual to decide.
I suggest caution. Again, because this virus has only gotten worse, the more we know.
But Cuomo says he did approve a series of guidelines in an executive order on March 20th that he dubbed Matilda's Law, after his mother, Matilda Cuomo. It requires elderly or immune-compromised New Yorkers to stay home and, in case of an emergency, limit visitors to immediate family or close friends who are not experiencing any symptoms of illness. Everyone should wear masks during the visit. Cuomo says he has not visited his mother since mid-March, before the shutdowns began. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For the latest on the coronavirus and all the news on Long Island and Connecticut, you can stay up to date on the radio or online at WSHU.org. I'm Charles Lane. We'll be back with more tomorrow.